Grassy Narrows First Nation is surrounded by pristine northern Ontario forest. But in the community of about 1,600 people, the water contains dangerous neurotoxins, and nearly every single resident has mercury poisoning. It's a situation that's supposed to be improving, but new findings suggest the opposite is happening. Philip Lee Shannock has the story.
Trembling and stuff like that.
Rudy Turtle is chief of the Grassy Narrows First Nation, located near the Ontario-Manitoba border. Like an estimated 90% of his community, he has symptoms of mercury poisoning, tremors, memory loss, cognitive and motor dysfunction.
And I've been finding it more and more each day that it seems like to get worse.
From 1962 to 1975, more than 9,000 kilograms of mercury were dumped into the English Wabagoon River system by a paper mill in the area. Ever since, the people of Grassy Narrows have been poisoned, and they've been fighting for someone to take responsibility. Now a new report suggests that the historic environmental disaster is being made worse by ongoing mill operations.
So now this confirms our fears that the river is still being poisoned.
Western University biology professor Brian Branfroon says that mercury in the river has been combining with sulfates in a recent industrial waste to make something even worse, methylmercury.
So we can connect the dots, right? We can draw the line directly between mill effluent stimulating methylation, increasing the amount of methylmercury in the environment, increasing methylmercury in fish.
Professor Graham George teaches at the University of Saskatchewan and is an expert in toxic heavy elements. He says methylmercury is the most toxic form of mercury because it can accumulate more easily in living organisms like fish in the river and then the people who eat it.
Awful things about methylmercury is that it particularly targets developing fetuses.
And he says anything that's accelerating the creation of this toxin should be stopped.
I think perhaps the first thing to do is to stop dumping additional things into the waterway.
Michael Rennie teaches at Lakehead University's biology department. He says if the industrial sulfate waste were to be eliminated, then levels of methylmercury would decline drastically.
That should reduce the levels by about half. Just based on that action alone.
While the Grassy Narrows community would like the mill closed, Rennie says there may be other options.
There are likely industrial processes that can be put in to help reduce sulfate concentrations that are coming out of that effluent.
Dryden Fiber Canada, which took over the mill from Domtar last year, would not comment on the study. The provincial government says it's reviewing the report and will meet with researchers and the community next week, while the federal government says it's committed $146 million to build a mercury treatment center in Grassy Narrows for people poisoned. Construction is to begin on Canada Day. Philip Shannock, CBC News, Toronto.